the key word would be excited. Everyone's excited. The players, the coaches, the club, because it's a new step and the new level for the club. And hey, we've had a good season. The preparation's under our belt now, and we're just excited to get going here on Saturday.
What have the preparations been like in terms of training? Have you got a number of friendlies under your belt, and have you got a good look at the squad that you have going into the weekend?
We have, yeah. We got about four or five friendlies in there. So, good preparation. I think the main thing for pre-season was the conditioning, and then the last couple of weeks then is to do with the match sharpness. So, but as I say, pre-season never prepares you as much for what's going to happen on Saturday when you're coming up and it's the competition time when the whistle goes.
That's it. And just taking a look at the squad that you've assembled, you've Gareth Harkin in there, has experience as captain, will be brilliant. Ryan Rennie's back, and you've brought in the likes of, you know, Gary Merritt and Michael McIlroy in there as well. How have those boys settled in, and what are they going to add to the squad this season?
Oh, I think they've settled in perfect with the squad, because they're, first and foremost, they're good lads. And when we were looking to bring in players, we were looking to bring in the right fit, and that was the wee sort of a player that fits the personality of the squad. And hey, as well as that, they all have ability on their own and in their own positions, and especially with Gareth Harkin, with experience as a captain, he's been there, he's done it, so he's good to sort of be that sort of captain. They lead the team out in Saturday, and then we have Gary too, that sort of experience in knowing the PIL and stuff, and he's a goal scorer. So having him in there in that spine as well, in the top line, and then with Michael coming in, stuff, I've worked with Michael before and stuff, and he's a good lad, and he's keen to learn. He's young, but he's keen, and he's played senior football. And then the likes of Ryan Rennie, local lad, coming back, they just get back and they're playing football. Like, we all know the ability he has, and it's just helping him now to get find that match sharpness and get back to his best. And if he gets back to his best, I definitely think Bonagy will benefit, and I'm excited to see what the kid can do.
So your first game in the campaign, it's at home. The other two Donegal clubs, Letterkenny Rovers and Coghill, are away from home in their first game. So from that perspective, you must be happy enough to have your first game at the Dry Arch. It's a nice start, isn't it?
Definitely. I think it's home advantage that always helps. So it does, because, as I say, it will give the players that sort of home fixture. As always, you have that sort of, it's not really home comfort because the team's coming up and they're going to be difficult, but it's instead of traveling away and stuff, but also that it's off the pitch. It gives the fans the support straight away on week one, just that sort of, it's a home fixture, but as well as that, it gives the club that sort of home fixture. They sort of see where they're at and see what a match day experience is like. So it's exciting all around the club, on the pitch and off the pitch.
So Home Farm are the visitors to Dry Arch Park this weekend. A massive club in Dublin, it goes without saying. They've produced a lot of quality players over the years. A former League of Ireland club as well, of course. No doubt it's going to be a tough test, but one that you're relishing, I'm sure.
That's it. As you have the, you know, the history of Home Farm and stuff, and a team coming off from Dublin, there's no easy fixture in this league, and especially a team coming out of Dublin. So, like, we're under no illusion of the test that's ahead of us. But at the same time, hey, I think we have the belief in our squad to just take the challenge as it comes. Because if you don't have the belief that you could beat a team like that, then look, you're a step back already. So we have to go in with that belief that we can cause an upset. No, especially the team coming up. So looking forward to it.
It's an interesting dynamic because you're playing the teams at home and away up until November, and then the season gets up and running, maybe next season aligning with the League of Ireland season. So from now until the end of November, I think it is, with the truncated season, what will the objectives be? What are you going to try and figure out over the next couple of months?
I think it's like a sort of, it is like a trial run. It's just going to, as you say, we're going into the unknown. We don't know the teams around us. We haven't got a look at them yet. So it sort of will give us a good gauge of the level. It will give us a gauge of where our squad sort of fits into that level, and if we need the strengthening and stuff or not, we're okay. So it's a big indicator for that. But also, I think for the club and stuff too, I think the whole logistics and stuff and working all that out too, it will give them a good insight and a good trial run. They sort of be better prepared then when we go into the longer season, that's more commitment, then when we know, right, we can get better prepared. So I think the main thing is It's the learning now over the next couple of weeks will be for the preparation for the long season coming in then next year.
And you mentioned it before, but it's a great opportunity this Saturday for locals to get out and support senior soccer on Saturday afternoon in Letterkenny. It'll be nice to get a big crowd at the Dry Arch. And the club are offering free admission, I think, for school kids this Saturday, isn't it? That's a nice incentive to get families along to support the club in their first game in senior football.
Definitely, definitely. Because if you think about it, that's of the national leagues, they continue. Hopefully, it's the young kids that's going to be there watching in the future. They're going to be the ones that are looking to aim to move up through the ranks in the club too. And I hopefully one day then be representing Bonagie themselves, knowing that national league. So it does start from the kids, and it's the kids they get the buzz, but also then the kids with the family and stuff too. But I think with that, the family side too, it'd be great to get as much as we can, because there's been a lot of work and effort behind the scenes from volunteers to get to where we're at today for Saturday. So if we get a big crowd, it just gives them that sort of reward of like the work they've put in is all sort of worth it. So it'd be good if we can get the crowd. But also too, for the players on the pitch, you can see even from the crowd and the buzz, the players will feed off the energy anyways from the support they get too on the stands, which would be perfect.
Yeah, sure will. And from a personal point of view, Declan, you took over the job this summer. You're a former Bonagie player. You've loads of experience. You know the club inside out. You must be raring to get going and seeing what you can achieve with the club.
Definitely, definitely. It's like you're sort of similar pathway to the players. You're preparing yourself as well as the players for what's to come, and it's the unknown. But at the same time, you're throwing yourself into a position where you have to make decisions and tough decisions. But you're throwing yourself up against the top teams in Dublin. You're figuring out yourself where you're at that level. But I'm definitely excited for the challenge. I'm definitely excited for the challenge, and a challenge too where there's going to be a lot of learning. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and there's going to be disappointments. That's football. But the main thing is, as a team, as a squad, as a club, is we learn from them disappointments and we bounce back, and hey, we keep pushing forward. And that's what I'm looking forward to the most as a coach as a manager, Bonagie.
I would say you've had a busy summer and not a competitive ball kicked yet, have you?
I have. That's what I was saying. The ones in the club there, it's like people don't realize when you're a manager and stuff, it's, you want to spend all your time on the pitch, but unfortunately, most of your time is spent off the pitch, organizing things, making phone calls, and getting them things right. So, it's the jobs that need to be done. But trust me, I love being on the pitch and I love being on the sidelines. So, as well, you're doing all that work, and then when it comes on a Saturday, that's what it's all about—the buzz from the crowd and the challenge of home farm coming up, and just the National League. So that's where you put the work in. That's what keeps you going. So it is.
That's it. Hopefully, all the hard work will pay off. Just finally, before I let you go, Declan, in a touching tribute to the late Kieran McKay, Kieran's name is going to appear under the crest of your jerseys for the season. The club meant a lot to Kieran, and Kieran obviously meant a lot to the club as well. He's sorely missed, but I'm sure he won't be too far away from your thoughts when you make the walk out on Saturday at the Dry Arch.
Oh, definitely, because actually we were down in Dublin yesterday for the launch day, and it was the first time I saw the new kit, and then I just noticed under the crest Kieran's name for the signature, and I thought it was a touch of class from the club. It was really nice touch from the club, and I do remember Kieran when I was playing back under Peter Moore and stuff, and I do remember him about the dugout and stuff in the changing room. So yes, see tomorrow, and especially in his memory, but definitely the club will be thinking of Kieran tomorrow and stuff, and hopefully some of the players who knew Kieran too can sort of go out there and put on a good show and a good fight for Kieran, because I'm sure if he was around, he'd be buzzing with the fixture coming up on Saturday.